Porcine epidemic diarrhea, or PED virus, showed up in the U.S. about a year ago. Since then, it's been wreaking havoc on the nation's pork industry. The fast-spreading disease causes diarrhea and vomiting in pigs. There's practically no chance of survival for young piglets. PED virus does not affect humans. At least 13 lab samples from Wisconsin farms have tested positive for the virus, which has killed thousands of piglets in the state. Mike Weller is the executive director of the Wisconsin Pork Association. Weller says the disease is having a huge economic impact on producers.
If you happen to be lucky enough not to have the virus, the price of pork is up significantly. Those that haven't had those issues obviously are benefiting.
There is no vaccine for the PED virus. A herd can become immune to the disease, but that can take up to 4 weeks. During that time, very young piglets will likely die. Wisconsin State Veterinarian Dr. Paul McGraw says the swine industry has been tightening up its biosecurity holes.
The route that a feed truck comes onto a farm, if that's crossing the same pattern that the manure spreader made, you know, that's a risk of contamination and moving a virus to another farm. Maybe an electrician coming in and doing work in a pig barn and then going to another pig barn the next day, his equipment could be contaminated.
Starting today, producers will have to report PED virus outbreaks to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wisconsin farmers will have to start reporting outbreaks to the state beginning June 1st. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.